Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. Today it's about a new tool for neuroscientists. Mini Microscope Peers at Brain Activity by Sue Himmelstein, April 28, 2021 on the IEEE Global Spec Engineering 360 website. A new tool engineered by researchers at the University of Lethbridge in Canada and the University of Minnesota enables analysis of neural activity in specific regions of the brain's cortex. The mini M-scope could expand insight into the human brain conditions such as concussions, autism, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. The head-mounted fluorescence microscope images an area of about 10 millimeters by 12 millimeters and weighs about 3 grams. The instrument was tested with mice, which have similar brain structures and connectivity properties as humans. Images captured at near cellular level facilitate evaluation of connections between the regions and across the cortex. The calcium imaging microscope was demonstrated to image mouse brain activity in response to a visual stimulus to the eye, a vibrational stimulus to the hind limb, and a somatosensory stimulus presented to the whisker. Functional connectivity maps of the brain were constructed with data generated from a mouse wearing a head-mounted microscope as it interacted with another mouse. Intracortical connectivity was observed to increase when the animal engaged in social behaviors with other mice. The downsized microscope uses LEDs for illumination, miniature lenses for focusing, and a complementary metal oxide semiconductor for capturing the images. Interlocking magnets enable attachment to structurally realistic 3D printed transparent polymer skulls implanted into the mice to form a window through which long-term microscopy can be performed. The researchers are now using the Mini-M scope to investigate how cortical activity changes in different behavioral paradigms and to improve the imaging resolution. A paper on the research is published in Nature Methods. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. This work is a collaboration between the University of Minnesota and a Canadian university in Alberta. That's cool. A little bitty microscope, what's not to like? They even have a diagram of the article if you want to make one at home. Actually, being able to see changes in brain activity relating to a number of stimuli is quite impressive. However, there's one part I have to think about before I sign on to get one of these gizmos. Do I really want to have a 3D printed transparent polymer skull installed? Well, I'll get back to you on that, but for now, goodbye until another bit of science is ready for takeoff.